The Bethel City Council has released a redacted version of its investigation into city contracts, nepotism, and personnel issues. The investigation led to the firing of Bethel's city manager in May. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
The investigation reveals improperly awarded contracts, special agreements, and violations of the city's previous nepotism rule. It chronicles mismanagement by former city manager Lee Foley. Bethel Mayor Joe Klaika says the case was clean-cut.
We just have to have a city manager who follows the Bethel Municipal Code.
The council hired attorney Michael Gotti in February to conduct the investigation for $40,000. The result was a 46-page report, and the council fired Foley in May. KYUK and six other news organizations made a public records request for the document the same month. The report was released Monday. The investigation outlines problems with contracts, including special agreements with the former finance director Bobby Sutton, who was being flown up from Kentucky to do budget work. Foley apparently made an agreement with Sutton without seeking competitive bids, kept an account for his personal expenses, and provided him with numerous other perks. KYUK was not able to reach Sutton Tuesday. The investigation also describes several improper agreements with a local business, Faulkner Walsh Constructors. The demolition of the old police station was not open to competitive bidding, but instead done by Faulkner Walsh to pay off debts owed to the city. Bethel Mayor Joe Klaika.
There was code that told them exactly how to do it, so there would be documentation so that taxpayers would get their best purchases with the money that we're using for the city. And that was consistently not followed. It was just special deals were given to whoever was most convenient for him to pass it out to. And in fact, it's not even always clear why he chose what he did choose, because the documentation just really isn't there.
Attorneys also found informal agreements with Faulkner Walsh to level the teen center for $19,000, which ended up costing double that, and another for vehicle removal. In addition, attorneys say Foley backdated a lease for the company at the airport sandpit, where he had been trespassing for several months at a rate of $450 per month. Owner Harry Faulkner declined to speak with KYUK. Besides Foley's mismanagement of agreements and contracts, investigators faulted the city for some problems, such as a bad billing system and incomplete record-keeping for leases. In an analysis of nepotism, the report highlights Lee Foley's son, Beau, who works for the IT department. He apparently is the only union employee for whom the city pays full master's degree tuition. He also flew first class on city travel due to his height of about 6 feet 8 inches. The report also found several situations that could be in violation of the previous nepotism ordinance, but many details are blacked out. In a memo listing 29 past and present related employees included in the investigation, Lee Foley made an argument that hiring family members was quite common at the city. None had a waiver from the manager. KYUK could not reach Foley by phone Tuesday. The report also reveals inconsistency in credit card usage by city employees for personal business.
We believe the majority of the credit card purchases were probably reimbursed. The big thing would be that basically, if they don't pay it back immediately within the same month, you're giving them an interest-free loan.
The report includes four pages of bullet-pointed recommendations, including several redacted lines. Klaika says a person to deal with the many personnel concerns is at the top of the city's list.
Probably something we didn't expect. We found out that we really need to really tighten up our human resources department. Several years ago, we eliminated the human resources position, and that's clearly been a mistake. That's left a lot of holes in the city, a lot of things that needed to be shored up a lot. So that's what we really discovered.
The city is currently recruiting for that position. The council recently made its nepotism rules more explicit and tightened up policies for credit card usage, tuition reimbursement, leave cash out, and city leases. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.